Hi, my name is Matt. I'm an English teacher, and this is a recording of a free lesson that I did recently on whiziq.com. We're using material from the Talk A Lot free spoken English course, which is a free download from englishbanana.com/talkalot. If you'd like to attend the next online lesson, please visit www.whiziq.com/Matt Perland. In this lesson we're going to look at internet. That's the latest topic from Talk A Lot Book 3. It's Unit 9 out of 10. And so we're going to learn some new vocabulary about internet. But I want you to think about this topic. I should mention that the lesson is being recorded, so if you speak on the mic, your voice will be recorded and may go onto the podcast, so make sure you're aware of that. Yeah, okay. So think about words to do with internet. What kind of vocabulary could we think of or could we use? And I'm going to ask you to come on the mic if you want to. So type in the box if you would like to come on the mic now, and we'll do that. So type in the box some ideas. What kind of words do we think of? So Marion's got his hand up here. I'm passing you the mic.
Ah, hello.
Hello.
Okay, yeah, what kind of words do we associate with internet? I think there's a lot of stuff. For example, social media, social sharing on the internet, and there's also email and spam and what do you think? All the things like Twitter, like Friendbook, like friending people on the internet, which are not really friends, but they are internet friends, like talking with people on the internet, with Skype or voice over IP, all this stuff.
So how would you define a social network or social stuff on the internet?
Oh, that's for example these social networks like Facebook, LinkedIn, and other platforms where you can just meet with people, where you can just find people that have the same interest. You can build groups, for example, interest groups, and you can join these groups. You can discuss with the people about what you find is interesting or what you think is important for the groups. So this is social networking.
Good. And so social networking is popular. We know that. Why do you think it has been so popular?
Yeah, I think people like to connect with other people. So nobody wants to be on their own. So people want to connect, and it's sometimes not easy to find people in real life. So to go out and find people, and these people don't have the same interests as you. Maybe at the workplace you have people who only think about work, but they don't share your interests. Maybe you are interested in dog breeding or doing gardening or something like that. And the internet is much easier to find people because they have search engines, they have special rooms where you can group these people, and though you can, it's much easier to find people that share the same interests, and it's all over the world. So you don't be limited to your own place, so to your own town and to your own neighborhood.
Good. Okay, thanks a lot, Marianne. That's great. Yes, and it's also quite inexpensive to do that as well. But yeah, we can find people that we wouldn't find otherwise, you know, without the internet, we wouldn't have this lesson, for example, and we wouldn't all be together from different countries. Claudia, then I'll put the mic on for you. What does the internet mean to you? No. So we can't hear you at the moment, Claudia. Does anybody else want to speak on this topic, just before we look at the vocabulary? So some people are typing in the box here some words to do with internet. We've got Nadia saying search engine, Twitter, and Bridget saying reboot, delete a file. What does it mean to reboot? What does it mean, reboot? Any ideas? So restart the PC, so maybe if it crashes we can restart. Okay. Some people are putting it's written Twitter. What is the purpose of Twitter, for example? It's a social network, but it's always interested me, what is the purpose of this social network? Has anyone got any ideas? Because I can't see any reason to use it. Okay, Nadia's saying immediate news. Yeah. To chat, yeah. Microblog, there's Lena. But what is microblog then? Because when I look at Twitter, I see people, famous people, and it says things like, today I've just taken my children to school, and that's one message. And later it says, oh, I had a bad day, I missed the bus. That's second message. And why is that interesting to me? So Marion just tweeted that he's attending this lesson, so very good, very good. Yeah, so sometimes I use it for English banana, but I don't find it very useful personally for me. Okay, does anybody else want to speak online just now before we go to the vocabulary? Yeah, type in if you do. So Nadia's saying it's quicker than emails, but you wouldn't want to send a private, you can't send a private message through Twitter, can you? It, everybody sees it, or nobody sees it. Oh, you can, says Marion. Nadia as well. Oh, it's 4 exclamation marks. Yeah, so I've gone wrong then. I've let myself down here. Yeah. Oh, Lena says you can send from your cell phone. Okay. Alright, you have to teach me, Nadia, how to do that. Okay, so what are we going to do? In this lesson we're going to look at vocabulary that is about the internet. This is Unit 9 of Talk A Lot, Book 3. And we've got 40 words here. 40 vocabulary words. There are actually some more at the bottom. Let's look at the first, the top half first. Okay. Does anybody want to read the words out? Read the list. Type in if you would like to do that, or if not, I'll read it out. Vignesh. Okay, so I'm going to pass you the mic. Yeah, let me just find you. Okay, so from the top, please. If you could read that, would be great. Starting from Wi-Fi. Okay. So I passed you the mic, Vignesh. You need to just accept it. Yeah. No. Okay. So we've got a technical difficulty. But I'm going to read the words now. Listen to the pronunciation. Listen for the stress. Think about how many syllables there are. And think about where the stress is, okay? Think about where the stress is in each word, because every English word has one strong stress, and what is important is the vowel sound on the stressed syllable.
Okay,
yes? We've got Vignesh, okay?
Can you hear me now?
So, can you read from the top?
Wi-Fi?
Okay.
Fine. Wi-Fi,
Internet.
Link,
Podcast.
Email,
Social Network.
Download, Google,
Advertising.
Cookie,
Webcam.
Internet,
Cyberspace.
Podcast,
Attachment.
Social Network,
History.
Farm,
Password.
Advertising, Webcam,
Forum, Account,
Cyberspace,
World Wide Web,
Attachment,
Twitter,
History,
Profile,
Password,
Security, Connection,
Homepage,
Username,
Forum,
Facebook,
Account,
Search Engine,
World Wide Web, Twitter,
okay,
Profile,
Browser,
Security, Connection, Username, Facebook,
okay.
Search engine,
yeah. Keep
ISP,
going.
Browser, inbox, pen drive, comment, YouTube,
URL,
web server, favorite,
okay.
Virus,
favorite.
Website,
virus.
Hacker,
website.
Chat.
Mm-hmm.
Hacker.
Thank you.
Good, excellent. Thanks very much, Vignesh. That's excellent. Great. Okay, so we're looking then at 40 words to do with internet. Marion's raised a good point about the spelling of internet. Should it be with a capital letter or should it be with a small letter? And I think it in the beginning it was always with a capital letter, capital I. And for this topic, it's got a capital I, because it's the title of this topic, okay? But I think now we can use it as a common noun with a small I. So, we talk about the internet, or, for example, using the internet. It's not necessary to use a capital letter for internet. So it's not a proper noun. Okay. Good. Some good pronunciation there. I just wanted to mention a few points, though. Just be careful when you're pronouncing your v and w, v and w. Okay. So, for example, advertising, rather than adw. It's V. I know it's difficult to pronounce, but maybe something to work on. Webcam with W sound. Yeah. So in English, W it's never pronounced with V sound. For example, a couple of things with stress. Account. So the accent on the second syllable. Account. And profile. So it's covered. It's a stress on the first syllable. And this word that's always causes trouble, favorites. It's two syllables, with the stress on the first. Favorites. And we have the spelling, American spelling here. Without U. In English we would spell with the U, but that's because the browsers are designed and made using American English, and so we have to see the American spelling, favorites. Okay, any words that you don't know here? Anything you don't know? Any new words here that we can maybe talk about? ISP. So what is ISP? Any ideas? I think somebody's typed it earlier. Internet Service Provider. Thanks, Ken. Internet Service Provider. And what do they do, for example? Internet Service Provider. Well, it's in the name, isn't it? They provide the internet service. Somebody's asking about cookies. Yeah, so we pay the ISP. We pay them to get access to the internet. And some ISPs are better than others at providing this service. Cookie, it sounds delicious, like Marion's saying, but what is cookie? Any ideas? It's a nice name for something which is maybe not too nice. Cookie. Cookie is a file. No, it's not a pop-up message. It's a file that is left on your computer. It's downloaded to your computer and when you visit some websites, and it just collects information. Maybe it collects your username or your password even, or your settings, so that every time you go online you don't have to go and reset everything. So you can allow your computer to save cookies, or you can block them as well. Okay. World Wide Web is www, that's how we get it. www. Difficult for English people to say. It's 9 syllables. In Polish it's just www. But we have to say www. Dot. World Wide Web. Is there a difference between World Wide Web and the internet, and if so, what is it? Is there a difference? World Wide Web and the internet. Yeah. Marion says the World Wide Web is the internet with pictures. Well, it's not the same. No, it's not the same. The World Wide Web is the part that we're using now, where we look at websites and we get our email, we go on Facebook and Twitter, and it's the internet that we know about. But the internet is much, much bigger than the World Wide Web. The internet is everything that is connected. So even old websites which have been abandoned, for example, or very old connections between different servers around the world. The World Wide Web is what we're using, but the internet, it's a bit like somebody said, the internet is like the universe. It's the whole thing, it's the whole universe. But the World Wide Web is our galaxy. It's our part of it. It's the World Wide Web is what the search engines crawling. They're searching in. But the internet is much bigger. Cyberspace is another name for internet or World Wide Web online. So you could say it's on cyberspace or it's in cyberspace. That means it's on the internet. But we do use the word internet to mean like going onto the World Wide Web. So we use internet, but internet really describes something much, much bigger. Okay, Ken asked about pen drive. Does anybody have a pen drive? That they use, yeah. Pen drive is a storage device. Thanks, Suresh. That's right. And so we plug it into our computer, into the USB plug, and we can save anything onto it. And we can save from the internet, and it's used to save files as Chitto. That's right. Okay. External device. Yeah. So a drive is something where we save information, and a pen drive is a little one, the size of a pen, we suppose. Yeah. Good. Okay. Any more new words then? Anything else here? Okay, we've looked at URL. URL. What does it mean, URL? Can you just type in again for us? It's another acronym. So in technology there are lots of acronyms. That's words made up of letters, the first letters of each word in a phrase. Uniform resource locator, and Nico says universal, but it's actually the address on the internet, or on the World Wide Web. It starts with HTTP colon and then two forward slashes www, for example. Yeah. So this is an internet address, the URL. Some people pronounce URL like that. Cyberspace is another name for the internet, Vignesh, or the World Wide Web. Yeah, cyberspace. Okay, so we're going to have a game now, have a look at some of these words in more detail. And so I need a volunteer, somebody that will come on the microphone and chat with us. Any volunteers? Nicole. So let's do it. Okay, so I'm going to pass you the microphone now. Yeah. Okay, so we should be able to hear you. Let's try again. I can't hear you at the moment, but we'll just try again. No. We can't hear you. So does anybody else want to have a go? Just put your hand up or type in the box if you want to try. It's always a lottery with this. Let's try again with Nicole. What is Twitter? I mean, that's a good question. I've often wondered that, really. What is Twitter? It's a place where you can send messages to people, just short messages. Social network. But I really don't understand why it's appealing. You know, why people use it. So you should do a class on Twitter here, Marion. If you do, I will attend, and then I can find out how to use it. But it seems to be a lot of spam on Twitter, a lot of people trying to sell me something. Yeah. Okay, so let's have a little quiz now. And so looking at the words on the screen, we should be able to see from
Hello.
Hello, Nicole. We've got some feedback here.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Okay.
Hello. Yeah, hi.
We can't hear you very well, Nicole.
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's a bit better,
okay.
Nicole. It's a bit better. Okay, then. So what I want you to do then is choose one of the words on the screen. Okay, choose one, but don't tell us it.
No.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you some questions about it, and everybody else type in the box. Type in the box what you think
okay.
it is.
Okay. I just.
So tell me.
Yeah.
How many syllables has it got? How many syllables?
Okay.
Syllables.
How many syllables in the word? How many beats?
Okay, you mean vowels and all.
Syllables.
So, how many syllables has your word got?
Three.
Three syllables.
Okay, you mean vowels and all.
So, everybody else has to try and guess the word, for example. Guess the word. Can you describe this word for us, please? Describe it.
Yeah.
Do I describe it?
Yes, don't tell us it, but just describe it.
Okay. This word is...
Do I describe it?
What is it?
This word is...
Okay. This word is...
Okay. So it's used in marketing. It's three syllables. And does anyone want to
this
guess
word is also
that in the chat
also
box?
Be,
type
used
in
the marketing
box
field.
If you can guess. It's... used in marketing.
Yeah. Okay.
Three syllables. Okay, so how many vowel letters are there in this word? How many vowel letters?
Okay.
Total four vowels are there.
Four vowels, okay. So it's three syllables, four vowels, and...
I don't know about syllables, but...
Total four vowels are
there. Four vowels, okay. Does anyone want to guess? Rukia is guessing here. Can?
I don't know about syllables, but there are four vowels.
Is it advertising?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, good. Thanks, Nicole. So that's Rukia and Can got it first. And some
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Good. So, next question. Choose another word, Nicole.
Okay.
And this time, tell us, is it a person, place, or a thing? Person,
okay.
place, or thing?
It is a thing.
It's a thing. Okay. And how many syllables are there?
It is a thing.
I was came late in this class, so I don't know about syllables. What is syllables?
So what is syllable? It means how many beats are there.
Actually,
in this
I was came late in this
word.
Class, so I don't
For
know
example,
about the syllables. What is syllables?
Website. Website. It's two syllables.
There are W-E-D.
Website.
W is the one syllable.
Uh-huh.
No,
web,
it's
W-E-B.
Okay, web is one syllable. Web whole is the one syllable.
W
yes.
is the one syllable.
Okay, and another...
And another...
Yes.
Is
so this
okay,
is
web
one
is one
beat.
Web whole is the one
in
syllable.
One go, like that.
Okay, and
chat
another
is one
side.
Syllable,
side is the
example.
Syllable. Okay.
Okay, I get it.
Okay.
There are two syllables.
So two syllables, and it's a thing. Okay.
Okay.
How
okay,
many
I get it.
Consonant
there are two
letters
syllables.
Are there?
Consonant letters.
Yes.
Consonant letters.
Six consonant.
There so six consonant letters. It's two syllables and it's something. Does anyone want to have a guess?
Six consonants.
So try and guess the word that Nicole is thinking of here. Okay. Next question. Does it have a colour? Does it have a colour, for example?
What?
Does it have a...
What is the colour?
Colour. Like red
what?
Or green.
Colour.
Red or
what
blue
is the colour?
Colour.
Yeah.
Does it have a colour?
I can't get you. Okay,
no,
colour.
It's just a thing. It's no colour.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's just a thing. It's abstract? It's not
no, it is just
a
thing, means
thing.
No colour.
Yeah, it is not a physical thing.
Okay, so two syllables, it's not physical thing that has a
yeah,
color.
Yeah, it is not a physical thing.
Six consonant letters. Any guesses here? Happy saying password.
Yeah, that's right.
It's right. Good. Okay. Well done, Happy.
Yeah, super. That's right.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Nicole.
Okay. Thank you too.
Okay. So does anybody else want to try this game?
Okay. Thank you too.
Type in the box or put your hand up. So, Louisa, I'm going to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got Louisa.
Yeah. So, I select a word.
Okay, choose a word, yeah.
That is abstract and has three syllables.
Okay, we'll just ask Nicole, can you turn off your mic or take out your mic, Nicole, please, because we can still hear you. Yeah. Okay, let's go back to Louisa then. So tell us again your clues. Three syllables.
Yeah, so it is three syllables and it is abstract thing.
Okay.
Again, probably.
Okay. Yeah. So three syllables, it's abstract. And does it have a colour?
Think. No.
No.
Well, okay. In fact, it has a lot of colors. It is not one specific, but
mm-hmm.
It is really abstract.
Okay.
It's about all of us.
Is there an adjective that can go before
this? So it is
this
future, is
word.
Present, and is. No, it is future. It is about future, it's about present and
Okay. So any guesses then? What is the
website,
second letter?
No, favorite, no.
No.
The second letter is a vowel, is it's I.
Okay, second letter is I.
You top no. No, because it's something about that something happens in the past.
Okay. So not virus.
The second letter is a vowel, it's an I. History, yes, Nadia.
History, good. So history is something that happens in the past. Why do we use the word history in the internet topic, Louisa?
Well, it is history is all about the world, and internet is only present, but it is also future.
Mm-hmm.
But that is future and present, it must be something in the past, so it is history.
But what is the connection with the internet?
Well, so I don't know.
So Nadia is saying, for example,
so
the chat history.
I was thinking about something more abstract, something more global.
Right. And Lena is saying
it is in the world there is history, is present and future. Internet nowadays is the present, but also it is future with virtual worlds and all of these kind of things.
Yeah.
So it is present and future, it must be something in the past, so it is history. As you said, it was chat history, the my email history, so my message history. So I think there is the relation.
So we can see where we've been online. Len is saying the track of pages you've been on, so keeping track of it. But what is the point of doing that? Why does your browser keep your history of pages, for example? Because if you use Internet Explorer, you can find out what pages you visited yesterday, last week, last month, for example. But why is it useful? What do you think? Anybody else have any ideas? Okay, so it's something to do with being cached. The chat history is useful for you to remember phone numbers, for example. Yeah, and maybe you found a page, a web page, yesterday or last week that was really useful, but you've forgotten where it was, but you know where the you know where you found, which day it was on, so you can look in the history and you can find out find the page again, because you remember, oh, it was yesterday or last Monday, and it saves time. Yeah, that's right, just saves time. Good. Okay, Ken agrees as well. Does anyone else want to come on maybe for the last time and let's try this game? Type in the box if you'd like to. Thanks a lot, Louisa, for joining, for doing that. So, okay, I'm not sure how to pronounce your name because it appears to be six consonant letters together, but I will pass you the mic. How can I say chut? It's CHT.
Okay, chut. Okay, you can call me Chang.
Chang. Okay, because
can you
like
hear me?
It's hard to pronounce words without vowels in English. Okay, welcome.
Hello?
Yeah? Hello. So, can you choose a word for us, Chang? Yeah, choose a word from
can
here.
Can you hear me?
Yes. We can hear you. Yeah, we can hear you, Chang. Do you want to choose a word?
I cannot hear anything from the teacher.
Oh, right. So we can hear you, but
yes,
you can't hear us.
Cannot hear you, teacher.
No, but never mind. Maybe plug in your headphones and that will help. And then you'll be able to hear us. So
I cannot.
It's something to do with that, I think.
So what should I do now? Just pick up a word because I cannot hear any sound.
Okay, I will type in, think of a word. Think of a word. Okay?
Yep.
And
I got my word.
So, let's type in the question then. How many syllables?
Yeah. Have three syllables.
Okay.
Three syllables.
Do you know where the stress is? Where is the stress in this?
Well, I'm not sure with the stress, but I think it's from the second syllable.
Okay. Good. And how many vowels?
I cannot hear the teacher. I don't know why.
No. It can happen sometimes online.
Well, this word starts with the vowel.
It starts with a vowel, okay, and how many vowels are there?
Okay, we have three vowels here, and it starts with a vowel as well.
Okay, and I think it was three syllables, right?
Yes, right. That attachment.
Attachment. Bridget
three syllable,
got it.
Three vowel, and start with a vowel.
Super.
Yes, that's right. Attachment.
Okay, good, great, thanks a lot. That's Bridget was quick there. And Louisa as well, with attachment. Good, so we've been looking at some words from this topic about internet. If you download the Talk A Lot course, you can find out how to use these cards. It's really nice when you have this page and you cut along the lines, and then you put all the words out on the table in front of you or in front of the students, and you have to look at the words, think about what they mean, think about how many syllables, where is the stress, the strong stress, because it's so important, stress in English. For example, advertising, it's four syllables, but the stress is on the first, advertising. If I get the stress wrong, then becomes more difficult to understand it. Advertising. No, we're programmed to recognize the right stresses, the right stress in each word. It's okay if it's one syllable, like spam, for example, or link, but when it's two or three or more syllables, it gets more difficult. Advertising. So look in your dictionaries and check the stress for the words that you are learning. Nadia is saying, where's the stress on adult? Adult, I would say on the first syllable, Nadia. Adult. Generally in English we try to put the stress on the first syllable of words, but it doesn't always work out like that. But that is our general trend, if you like. So we put the words out on the table. Sometimes students put them into alphabetical order, which is really nice. It gets them thinking about the words, especially new words that they don't know. For example, pen drive. You know, once you know it, you understand it. Of course, you plug it into your computer and it saves some data. Yeah. Some of these words are proper nouns, like Twitter and Facebook and Google and YouTube. They're included because they're so so connected with the internet. At the moment, you know, in 5 years' time, they might not be. So in 5 years' time, we might need some different company names on this topic. Technology changes so fast that it's hard to keep up. So maybe this topic will be out of date before the others, if you know what I mean. You know, in food and drink, tomato is always going to be a tomato, for example. Yeah. So, does anybody have any last questions here? Any last questions, or do you want to say anything before we finish? Lena's saying, thanks to all the people who've been brave, speaking on the mic. Excellent. Next week I want to do reading tests, reading comprehension, and we'll learn some new vocabulary as well. So join me again next week. I think it'll be next Saturday, I'm sure, at the same time. How to keep track? Just, you'll see my page on WizIQ. Also, you could join our Facebook group. I do use Twitter and put these lessons in, but I really don't see the point of it, apart from just marketing something. Thanks everybody for coming today. Tweep, Ken's saying Tweep. I've heard somebody called a tweep, but I'm not big on Twitter, so I don't know. I don't know. Okay, Ken, but you can find out, Ken, and tell me next week. Yeah, or send me a message. So thanks everybody for coming today. We've had some problems with our audio, but I think we still managed to learn something. Yeah. Thanks, Elena, Nadia, Ken, Pam, Trang, Giv, Chang. Was nice to chat to you today. You know, this is the beauty of the internet. It brings people together, even people in all different countries of the world, like we are. It's amazing to me. I can speak to somebody in another country, miles away, maybe thousands of miles. So we have to be so thankful for this invention, I think, for this miracle, really. Facebook link, okay, I'm going to type that now. I'm more of a Facebook person than anything else. I like Facebook, but Twitter really confuses me, and I can't see why anybody spends all day on Twitter. But Facebook seems to be quite useful. Yeah, quite nice. We can put photos and documents and so forth. Yeah, so Twitter, Lena's saying Twitter makes vain people feel important. Yeah, it's things like, oh, I've just washed my hair on Twitter. But why? Why do you want to tell somebody that? You know, when I finish a project like this one about the best of EnglishBanana.com, I want to tell people, so I put it on Facebook or Twitter. But I've spent a long time making this, you know, it's something, it's a big thing for me. But just to say, oh, I've just been reading a book or I've watched TV, I don't see the point of telling anybody that, and I think they wouldn't be interested in me, in what I was doing at that level. Maybe I'm wrong. Jossie Prince, thanks for coming as well. It's good to see you. Good to see you today. See you again. So I hope we can be regular here on WizIQ.
Thanks for joining us today. To download more free lessons and all of the Talkalot materials absolutely free of charge, please visit EnglishBanana.com/Talkalot.